You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting that show, Right Side Radio. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. It is, what day is this? Tuesday. It's Tuesday, the 28th at 2.08 p.m. And we are here Monday through Friday, 2 to 5. Listen, this is where you go to find out what's happening in the real world that you can identify with right here in Alabama, how it affects Alabama, what the national news can mean. And folks, I'm telling you, it's an honor to have this platform, an honor to have an audience like you guys, a bunch of right side ruffians out there. And Copper is running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. Although it feels like it should be Friday, and I don't know why. Because
that's just you wanting it to be Friday, Copper.
Right?
It's just, let's be honest. Let's talk truth to each other. You just want it to be Friday. Well, it's coming. It's coming. It gets here. Hey, listen. We've been doing this thing. We started this week called the Triple Dipper. We now have sound effects. And so without any further ado, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to head into just telling you what my triple dipper for the day is, what the three themes are that are going to guide some of what we're going to talk about. Copper, hit the sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
There it is. We have sound. Copper, we got to find out who that guy is. His voice is like all over the show. He does all our sound effects.
Yep, so, he does that deep voice.
So this dude's like part of the show. I just call him this dude. I don't even know who he is, but we need to find out. Hey, listen, here's a triple dipper for the day. All right, triple dipper, three stories, three themes you got to know. Number one is this: the military is just a tool for liberals, just a tool. It just gets them where they want to go for their political aims, and that's a crying shame. But number one in the triple dipper for the day, three storylines you got to know. The military is just a tool for liberals. I'll unpack that for you in a minute. Democrats, number two, Democrats don't want criminals locked up. They don't. We got our state legislature down there right now dealing with prisons. Their biggest impediment right now is liberals who don't want criminals locked up. And I'll tell you more about that. And then number three, and you'll enjoy this, my bunch of right side ruffians, liberals are suffering from self-inflicted wounds at every single turn. I'll tell you more about that too. But listen, it's a big day for news, and so I'm going to get through the triple dipper, but I got to first go into my right side way. And this has been quite the day. I mean, I'm sitting here right now in the studio with caffeine and chocolate ready to roll, and I'm looking, and even live right now on the big screen over here next to me is Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, and then, of course, General McKenzie, the CENTCOM commander, all testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, of which, by the way, your own Senator, Tommy Tuberville, is a member. It's been quite a day. A little interesting. And there's a whole lot. Here's my point. There's a whole lot in the news right now about military action, action that was politically driven. Now, before my trolls go and summon up their keyboard courage and send me some mean tweets, just know that I get it. In a society like ours, with civilian oversight of the military, there will always be some measure of politics on spending, on action, on inaction. But where it goes over the line is when national defense is degraded to make a political point and lives are lost to make a political point. So here's just a little like a wee piece of this. A little personal experience here. So in Afghanistan, I know I've talked about it before because the Afghanistan stuff's been so in the news lately, but in Afghanistan, I was part of a special operations community. My team inserted very early. My six-man team was co-located with 12 Special Forces guys, Green Berets, two psychological operations guys, and one Air Force combat controller. And we were it. Never more than around 20 of us at the most. We lived out among the Afghan people. We wore civilian clothes every single day. We drove civilian vehicles. We sometimes rode horses. We lived among the Afghan people that entire time, and we all had beards. Every one of us had a beard. And in that austere environment we operated in, the beard was more than just a lack of shaving. It was identifying with the populace that we were living among. It was part of our identity with the allies. It was those we worked with daily that saw us as not afraid to be just a tad identifiable like them. And it got a small amount of stigma when I met with the warlords, the local leaders, the mullahs, and the average folks. I had a good beard. They had a good beard. It sort of set a tone sometimes. And I mean, I had a beard, man, full on coverage from ear to ear. I still got pictures. It was epic. But then the liberals got wind of it. Now understand that of the less than 20 U.S. service members in my area, all of us part of special operations community, part of my role differed slightly in that aside from all the combat ops and other things that we did, my team was also responsible for coordinating humanitarian aid. Humanitarian aid in the battlefield area is a kind of a dicey deal sometimes. And all the liberal aid organizations that were coming into the country, like Doctors Without Borders and the United Nations High Council for Refugees and a few others, it just chapped them to see some guy with a beard and an M4 rifle getting more done than them. So what? I mean, what do I care what libs think about me? Well, politicians back home apparently began to care. So imagine my surprise when the order came down for my team to have to shave off their beards. Never mind that the 14 other special ops guys who lived and worked with us did not have to do so. Just myself and my team. Now, truthfully, the beard didn't make much difference to the fact that we got our jobs done for that year. By then, I had already earned the respect of General Daoud and Governor Lateef and the other members of the community, but yet the principle kind of remained. Politicians got mad with liberals, and they issued a decree. The Secretary of Defense caved to it, and 6 out of 20 American Special Operations troops operating in austere conditions without any support, without a flagpole anywhere in sight, got an order that was purely political. All right, push that out to a bigger picture. So today, Secretary of Defense Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Milley and the CENTCOM Commander General McKenzie, they're all testifying before Congress as we speak. And some of it, it's been doublespeak, obfuscation, resistance even sometimes to answer questions. But some of it has been decidedly candid. And I'm going to unpack that more in a few minutes, but just take for example, like the fact that their advice to not close down Bagram and to leave a continuing presence of 2,500 troops there was not heeded by the president. And as a result, American service members died. They testified today they did tell the president that, even though he said otherwise. And Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan, and our national and international position has been degraded. But this is what liberals do. They see the military too often as nothing but a petri dish in which they can grow their liberal experiments. I recognize that not all Democrats feel or act that way. I get it. I've known quite a few who were either veterans or who loved the military even though they were Democrats. But the liberal side, the far left side of the political spectrum, well, they're a little different. They'll skin that cat a different way. And they will use the military to assist them in feeling better about their progressive policies by means of experimenting with our military, by means of coverage for their bad mistakes, and by means of accomplishing their purely political objectives. Case in point, here's some other things that have happened here of late. Governor Hochul of New York just announced yesterday she's going to be using the National Guard in her state to fill the vacancies in her hospitals, vacancies that she caused by enforcing a vaccine mandate. So she's going to take doctors from their civilian world, put them in uniform, and make them fill in other parts of the civilian world where she fired people because they didn't get a vaccine. The National Guard being forced to sleep in parking decks in Washington, D.C. in order to guard Nancy Pelosi's fear of insurrection and all the bad things that can happen when, you know, your poor governance takes place. And literally, then not funding those National Guard troops so that some of them were devoid of getting pay, training dollars were at risk, and states were jeopardizing their training at the National Guard level because the federal government had made use of the military for their own purposes. Or how about this, the fact that the National Defense Authorization Act just passed to fund the military, but it contains critical race theory language for diversity. It contains red flag directions to limit military having possession of firearms in their personal lives. I got news, that's a Second Amendment issue. It also contained expenditures to review things like the use of vegetarian fake meat products in mess halls. Why? Because liberals know they can get away with it. Or how about this, the fact that the U.S. Special Operations Command just named an activist to a new position called the Chief of Diversity and Inclusion. What? Now, don't try to make me believe that this is about ensuring fair practices in Special Operations Command. It's about woke policies, and we all know it. And then, of course, like I said, the confirmation today that anything with Trump's name on it is considered bad news in the Biden administration. Biden wanted out of Afghanistan. He blew off any attempts to use the Trump withdrawal plan. He disregarded his generals, and he moved forward with a reckless and politically based plan, and people died. So let's be very clear. The military is subject to the directions, and sometimes the whims, of civilian leaders of our nation. I get that, and they should be. But civilian direction is not supposed to degrade readiness. It is not supposed to equate to experimentation. It is not supposed to abuse service members. The military exists for the sole purpose of defending our nation's interests, to win wars and to kill enemies, to do all that is necessary to ensure the national defense and the nation's interests are preserved and promoted, period. Politics mixed with the military solely for the purpose of political gains do nothing but degrade who we are as a nation, as a people, and it gets people killed. It is beyond time for civilian leaders to go back to a position of strength and readiness, not equity and wokeness. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, fire me up. Just telling you, woke policies. I had a sign on the door in my team room when I was in Baghdad. It said, win friends and kill enemies. That's the way we ought to be. Don't try and tell me it's all about equity and diversity and whether we can have vegan meat in the mess halls. And do we get to start practicing our gun control options on the military because they can't do a thing about it? I'm telling you right now, you're going to degrade readiness and people are going to quit. That's a crying shame. Let's stop it now. Stop it while we can. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.